And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Our Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight this week takes us to the boys track and field program. We're speaking with senior Brody Clark. So we'll get into a lot when we speak here. But first, you had your senior night as part of the annual McLauch invite on Tuesday night at Mercer County High School. So how did that go? I mean, did you like your performance, one? And two, just what was it like going through the senior night stuff?
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good night. We got third place there. We had some guys out. It was good. I did the 4x8, 400, 800, 400. Got second in the 4x8, first in the 800, and 400 second again. It was good. Goal is to go just to go break two that night, but it didn't happen. Just went only 2 of 4. It was good overall. It was good.
Well, I was going to ask you, too, just kind of going through the meet-to-meet, you know, kind of performances you put together. You said there, you know, you compete in four events, at least you did last night. So what is the preparation like for that? I know that's a lot of running, especially with the distances that you're competing in. So just how do you prepare for nights like last night where, you know, you're competing in four separate events?
Yeah, I just try to get 9 hours of sleep and drink tons of water. And just eat some good food. Just stay ready. Mentally be ready for it.
So you're a kid who has competed in both track and field and cross country at Mercer County for 4 years now into your senior season. So, you know, growing up, what was it that got you into, you know, these sports that are obviously so heavy running based?
It was actually my friend, Mason Coulter. He got me into the running. And then I joined, and then my older brother joined. And so we kind of just started it off, and he was the real one who kind of did good in the early season. So that just made me like, oh, I could do it too if he can.
So, you know, for you too, as I'm sure you've seen yourself grow as a runner, both in track and in cross country over the past 4 years. What do you think has helped you, you know, continue to improve within the program year after year, just for you individually?
Consistency. You just try to at least run 5 days a week. And take recovery, run slow. Don't be pushing nothing. Be good.
So is it, did it feel any different, you know, competing as a senior now? Because I always say, like, the spring seasons, especially the track season, feels like it goes by so fast. We're already nearing, you know, the month of May. So is there any different type of feeling or emotion knowing that this is your last year competing for Mercer County?
Yeah, it's sad. It's been fun for 4 years. It just goes by quick. Got to enjoy it while it lasts.
So what about, you know, with track and field too? You compete both individually, as we've talked about. You also compete as a team throughout the invite schedule and at the sectional level too. So just what about the team you're competing with this season? Looks like you've had a pretty successful run as kind of a collective unit. So just what do you think about the whole team you're competing with this year?
Yeah, it's a good group of guys. For our 4x8, we have a lot of freshmen who's running hard. He's doing good. And we have Brady and Josh. We might put a 4x8 together, and it will look good. And overall team, we have a couple of guys hurt right now. But once they get back healthy, we'd be looking good, looking strong.
And really just the last thing I have for you is when you look ahead down the stretch of the season, we're obviously nearing, you know, the conference meet and then the sectional, you know, pretty quickly after that, you know, at the tail end of your senior season, what are some goals you have down the stretch of the season that you hope to accomplish before you wrap up your time as a Mercer County track and field athlete?
I want to go 157 to get the school records. The school record's 158. I just want to have that. And probably just qualifying the 4x4 and 4x8.
All right, Brody overall. Clark, Mercer County High School senior track and field athlete, joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Brody, we appreciate the time, man, and good luck the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.